Welcome to Chapter 6. This chapter is really, really long. It also tried something new, which did not work as well as I had hoped. But I made up for it by being awesome. There's an extremely animated intro coming up, so don't have your sound cranked. After watching the very animated intro, click the right arrow to continue. Chapter 6, Kijara. Crash. Sakani unhooks the child as best he can. There is no life left in the body. He buries the child and offers a silent prayer. Those monsters. This explains why the Majibeats, the Kijara, look so much like other races. He wonders if Iji is the mastermind behind this madness, or if she's just another victim of their bid for power. Either way, he may have to gain the very power that destroyed this place in order to ensure nobody else suffers.
Miss Dilly is still inside the research center. He didn't ask her to wait while he tended to the child. Of course, Sakani can go wherever he wants. Will he seek the cure or more power? This is something he'll have to think long and hard about as his journey continues. For now, he just wants answers. What should he do first?
Remember the power Dilia talked about? Focus that now. Blow those paper-holding tubes up with fire or something.
Zagatti's not in that room, but he's totally going to do that once he's... Whoosh! Interesting.
Go back to that conference room and check that briefcase full of notes.
Sakani looks through the briefcase and finds many papers containing boring facts about how much money the facility currently has to spend and how much it's paying for supplies and labor. But he does find one thing of interest. Queen Shiji. Would he even be able to tell if he found her corpse? It'd probably be an especially regal corpse.
The queen noticed us. All of our hard work has finally paid off. Queen Shiji has complimented our work and intends to pay us a visit in a month. All employees may take the next 2 days off in celebration. We'll want to spend the next month working really hard to impress our queen. So let's really try and learn all that we can about Magicka. Wouldn't it be really special if our queen visited us and found that we have successfully created our own Kijara from your Magicka? Or that we could heal her damaged carapace with but a wave of her hand? We could really do something for ourselves and our people here. On the 71st, let's spend the day cleaning up the facility for Her Majesty!
Go back to the storage room on the first floor and open up that cabinet that has the large bloodstain beneath it.
It's locked! It ain't that locked! Force the bitch open! Yeah! Go a whoop-ass on its ass!
Oh look, it isn't locked anymore! There doesn't seem to be very much in here, though. A picture of a Kliskar and a strange cloth soaked in blood. And an empty bottle which hopefully wasn't the source of said blood.
Shave the cloth out and make sure there's nothing in it.
Ouch. For some reason, the strange cloth hurts Sakani's hand as he touches it.
Burn something!
Sakani decides to get revenge.
These new powers are kind of unreliable.
Examine the bottle for items! Also, check the back of the picture for notes.
The bottle is empty, as is the back of the picture.
Check that bloody lump behind you and see if this is the same sort of cloth.
Yes, it is.
bad cloth. Try to burn it again. D equals less than.
Zakani must be doing something wrong. The lack of burning makes him kind of sad.
Check out the lockers. All of them.
A small part of Zakani is worried that he's enjoying this power too much. It quickly fades. The other lockers contain clothes and boxes that contain very spoiled food. There doesn't seem to be anything else here worth his time.
Touch bowls of blood!
Nothing happens.
Lick pools of blood!
No.
Go back upstairs and check out the Kijara control room!
Zakani runs into Dilly in the hallway of the second floor.
Are you feeling better now? You sounded so upset earlier.
It's nice of her to worry about his feelings. The lights have gone back out. They had come back on earlier, so it's likely that the backup power is not completely decrepit. If he can locate it, he might be able to get it powered up with Dilly's help. That is, if he wanted to.
Ask Dilly about the strange cloth. Does it hurt when she touches it too?
Get in and knock out all the locks on this floor.
Dilly is becoming visibly tired. Zakani feels kind of bad for working her so hard.
I think I've seen the cloth you're talking about. It frightens me and my sisters.
Dilly was never brave enough to try touching it, and unlike certain avian beings, wasn't dumb enough to try touching it twice.
Kijara control room.
Some more of the strange cloth in here, as well as another terminal and various items. And a corpse. Zakani no longer has any sympathy for the Kliskar.
Inventory, please!
The BIC is currently full and near its weight limit.
Ask Dilly when we get to burn things.
Oh, are you having trouble, sweetie? Combining your powers is always difficult at first, but once you learn how to call out to them, you'll find them very easy to use.
Check out that good-looking thing.
It's exactly the same as the one in the Magic Beast Creation Lab. It looks to be some kind of scanning device.
Touch the strange cloth on the table, you know, just to make sure.
Zakani can clearly tell it's the same kind of cloth. He isn't going to go and touch things he knows will hurt him.
Hey, look! Those bands on the disc, they kind of look like our neat headband! Replace your headband, Zakani!
Hell yeah! Badass town, population Zakani. He's going to... Control of Zakani has been lost. You need to be more careful. Easy warned us to never wear those...
False alarm.
Thank Delia for saving us from the mean headband.
I didn't want you to become a mindless slave before I had a chance to know you better.
Ask Delia about the egg.
I've never seen an egg like this before. Is it yours? Do the males have the baby?
Say, what's that remote thing next to the bands?
This must have been used to command the Kijara. It doesn't respond to anything Zakani does. The batteries must be dead. Zakani wonders if they had their priorities straight when they designed the button placement.
Paint the rest of the room!
Looks like the Kliskar's bid to control the Kijara ended in failure. Serves them right. There's a pile of corpses, a broken tube, a busted remote, and a torn bandana. There are burns on the floor, and what remains of a table or desk.
Realize, stretchy pants are the only bits of cloth that will not betray you. Burn everything else.
Zakani wonders if this includes burning his decent, but not necessarily awesome, Tazakian shirt. Nothing happens. He ponders the difference between now and when his powers did work.
Put egg in pants to incubate it.
Zakani sees no reason not to keep the strange egg in his inventory. He tells Dilly where he found the egg and how he's kind of curious what kind of egg it is.
Realize the chunk can stay too. Don't want to give Dilly any more ideas than, ah, damn it, she can hear me.
Having trouble burning your clothes? Do you want me to burn them off for you? Don't worry, I'm good at aiming my powers. It won't hurt a bit.
Sagani decides this would be a good time to take his hand out of his pants.
Get the toolbox out of the B.I.C. Remove the meter stick, build his dress, iron level, leave him here. Place the bundle of wires and the empty syringe from the B.I.C. inside the toolbox. Stick it back in the B.I.C.
Place the unbroken remote and one of the containing bands in the B.I.C. Hope it all fits.
Easy enough.
You inspect some brother remains.
It looks like the top of the tube containment object, similar to the tops of the ones he found earlier. It wouldn't be far too heavy to wear as a hat.
I don't hear you telling me not to burn off your shirt. I'm taking your silence as a yes.
I make this shirt thanks, equals line.
I see.
Sakani is feeling pretty bad without getting her hopes up all the time. But he isn't sure what he wants yet. He's got too much work ahead of him to spend time figuring out his emotions right now.
Push buttons on the computer until new things happen. Hopefully things about that damn cloth.
Since the power's out, the computer fails to do anything neat.
Shove some bandanas in your pants next to the egg.
Sakani's inventory is full, and he's already added one to the BIC.
Nothing left here. Looks like... Let's go check out the healing magical lab. Probably our best bet for an antidote.
Yes. But Sakani wants to try something first. The only difference between last time and this time was wording. Perhaps something like...
Fire!
Aha, that's how it works. Sakani watches the corpses burn for a while before leaving to ensure the fire doesn't spread. He doesn't want the entire burning to build down. Yet, they head to the Healing Magical Lab. All of these laboratories must have been built from the same basic plans. He sees a large incubator and a small refrigerator unit to the south, and more syringes and bottles of various fluids to the north. This room also continues to the west.
Set fire to your bandanas. Crush the remote control. It isn't a good idea to leave them around for someone to possibly use on you. Controlling someone's will is just plain wrong.
I apologize for accidentally taping Delia.
Sakani includes the bandanas and remote in his destruction, then quickly runs back and apologizes to Delia. She nudges him, which is probably as close as she can come to hugging someone.
I'll forgive you since you're so cute. I'll keep waiting, but I hope you'll stop teasing me soon.
Sakani considers hugging her again, but decides to remain focused.
There's a note, this is a quest, you know what to do.
Doesn't look to be a very interesting note.
Goddess, we love you! The refrigeration unit should only be used for cooling laboratory solutions. Please do not keep any food or liquids in the unit at any time. Likewise, please don't use the incubator to heat food or coffee. It is for the cultivation of tissues and mixing of solutions for lasers only. Keep all tools and machines clean and oiled if applicable. Healing magic is the most important project in this facility, and we cannot allow any chance of hardware failure. Can't see you like it.
Inspect the incubator. Is it safe for Sakani Jr.?
It looks like it'd be the perfect place for Sakani Jr., if there was any power to fuel it. There's a broken eggshell inside.
Wonder where Mia is, and if she's mad at him for randomly forgetting about her and leaving her all alone in the dark. Also wonder if he can actually see better in the dark than he could before he started mutating.
He sent her away to protect her from himself, but thinking about it, he may just enjoy the thought of hunting her down. His night vision is greatly increased thanks to his metamorphosis. Tazakians always had pretty good night vision for nocturnal hunting. But even with all the lights out, he can see amazingly well. There's a tiny amount of light coming from ceiling, meaning the backup power must just barely be functioning.
See if those substances are labeled?
The labeling is damaged, but as best as Sakani can tell, there are various solutions meant to be injected, but most likely to grant the healing magicka that this lab is named for. One of them could be the cure, but he has no way of knowing.
I ask Delia what she's looking at, and while we're at it, what she makes of the everything we've seen so far.
I've never been in these rooms before. I was wondering what these things did. This place is kind of terrifying. They treat us Kijara like animals. Nothing more than experiments. I'm scared, but I'll try to be brave for you.
Sakani feels a little scared of this place, too. He tries to calm himself by remembering that he isn't a Kijara. At least, not yet.
The other side of the room smells pretty bad. It looks like they have been using animals to test their magicka on, or perhaps testing the effects of the serums. Sakani is growing less and less fond of the Kliskar.
What's in the refrigerator unit?
Some sludge, a Mr. Lunchbox, an unmarked can, and some vials.
Berate self for even thinking about hunting a meal. A meal is our maybe girl, friend.
That's right. He can't hurt Emile. He wanted power to protect her, not hunt her. He kind of wishes she was here to tell him he'd be okay, though. He's fighting an ongoing battle against the Kijara corruption. A battle he's losing.
Search for any liquid the opposite color of the strange liquid back in Chapter 1.
The strange liquid was a golden color. Sakani isn't sure if any of these would be the opposite color of that. Which should he try, if any?
Violet is opposite gold.
Purple it is!
Sakani gives himself some purple.
What are you doing? That's dangerous.
Dilia's voice sounds a little less easygoing than usual.
The Kliskar are gone. There will be no more experiments on the Kijara. But I still want to find more answers. If this stuff will lead me to them, then so be it.
Take the itty bitty skeleton, sand, and inspect it under the microscope.
Sakani inspects the tiny corpse while waiting for the shot to kick in. Could be a baby Kijara. He wonders why the Kliskar experimented on something that had just been born. It just isn't right.
Well done, child!
The world fades out around Sakani. The voice he's been hearing for the past few hours is suddenly loud enough to understand.
It would seem that the solution has given you a new power. I thought of a new mind to me. Why don't you take the green one next? It'll free you of the torment of being a little bird and turn you into something far greater.
The voice. It has to be her. Is she?
New power. Awesome. Request elaboration.
I ask about new power before we do anything else, but it's awesome.
You can adapt the heat from any area, creating extreme cold. Absorbing the heat will rejuvenate you and may heal small wounds. If you absorbed heat from that path that came just before you, you might even gain its strength on top of your own.
Ask to make sure the green one will not remove wings. Wings are pretty awesome.
You won't need your wings with the power it'll give you. It'll free you from that soul which makes you a coward. Fear will no longer get in your way.
Ask her what the blue one does.
Don't worry about the blue one, it doesn't do anything yet.
Ask about the other solutions that might be lying around, especially any not by stray indirect protagonists.
There may be others around. She lied to me about the presence of the third value. I may have to punish her for that.
Old Skull, tell her to get the fuck out of your head.
until you specifically invite her in. It's only polite.
Oh, I think you'll come to enjoy my company. You're a special little one. You will become the special version of the serum. You'll become the strongest of the Kajara. You're fitting to be my king.
Sakani imagines most males will be happy to be hit on by so many females, but he's starting to find it kind of obnoxious. Dilly was first, damn it. No, Emil was first. Sakani feels kind of funny.